Today on Core Values, reflections about the attacks in Boston.
The puzzling thing about yesterday's terror in Boston is not that it happened, but that things like it don't happen more often. We do, after all, live in a free and open society. And yet, attacks on the homeland in the last 20 years are rare. Oklahoma City, the first bombing at the World Trade Center, 9/11, the Atlanta Olympics, and now Boston. A remarkable mix of intelligence, police work, and probably luck to credit. After episodes like yesterday, there's always a temptation to call for more security. We could install magnetometers at all public gatherings, I suppose, and do pat-downs and extensive searches at all sporting events, concerts, movie theaters, and even shopping malls. But then where would we stop? And when would we cease to be the land of the free? We live in an open society, and one of the prices we pay for that is accepting the risk that comes with it. Just north of Boston is the state of New Hampshire, whose motto is, live free or die. That still sounds right to me. In fact, it's a core value.
Chris Core, part of commentary and analysis from all sides on WTOP, and look for Chris's column in tomorrow's Washington Examiner.